Saturday Can-Do Radio on WDUN is presented by Roberts Plumbing, where we're standing by to help you, even on the weekend. Online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we're talking about when that dream vacation of yours goes from wow to oh no. And with all these travel advisories and travel warnings and all of these situations that are going on, it really makes us a little bit nervous. And even the seasoned traveler like me can feel a little bit anxious about traveling. Now, I have sitting in with me today Olivia, our intern who's in the studio today, and also Doc Bill with Sapple Island Birdhouses down on the beautiful coast of Georgia. Now, Doc Bill, one of the questions that I get sometimes is, you know, you hear these travel warnings, and a lot of times you will hear them associated with the country. So should we be concerned that the entire country is affected by this, or is it just parts or regions?
I think we should be concerned about what specific area they're talking about, and also be familiar with the geography of the place you're going to. How do you get there? And the surrounding areas, will they affect you or not, depending on the mode you get there and how often you'll stay in certain parts of the island. So I always say familiarize yourself with the geography of the place you're going to. Look at a map, a lot of information's on YouTube, and also look at certain examples like years in Britain, there was caution about visitors against traveling to certain Gulf states. The United States had
right
hurricanes
in the US,
in. Yeah. And so the question is, you know, what is the geography of those areas and what Gulf states are usually affected? Georgia, as you know, has a low incidence of hurricanes. So for Georgia, that's really not much an issue historically. But other places like North Carolina and Florida put you at Hurricane Central.
You know, you bring up a really good point, too, about some of the cautions that were put out in places like the UK against traveling and coming to the U.S., you know, because we tend to think a lot of times that we're okay, we're safe, but there are other countries that are putting out advisories about coming to the U.S. as well. So with us living here, we know how there are certain cities, certain areas that are associated more with violence and with situations happening. So it's the same thing with other countries. It's more related to certain areas and certain regions. And a really good example of that is the country of Mexico. Mexico has been really highly, highly publicized with all the struggles of violence and some of the gang activity that's taking place in Mexico. But when I travel to Cancun, there is absolutely no sense of that at all, because it's not taking place right there in the city. It's a lot of times more out in the outlying, more rural areas that you'll find some of this, or along the roads. But still, as I say this, you do want to do your research when you're traveling to someplace, even if someone comes back and says, well, you know, it was no problem. It was safe. I didn't feel, you know, that I was in danger of anything. You have to do your own research and make those decisions really based on your own. Now, another question that I've gotten sometimes as well is, what's the danger? I mean, when people say, you know, I'm going to go anyway, is there really any danger to them just going ahead and doing that? You have any thoughts on that, Olivia?
Yeah. It's like Doc Bill said in the last segment, be aware of where you stand in that particular culture and if you are considered a target, or you could also be considered a target if you are a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to research that definitely.
Well, you know, when I was flying with Pan Am, I remember in particular one time going into Rome, and there was an anti-American protest that was taking place right in the center of the city. And we were advised to take our uniform jackets off and not have on any hats or anything that someone seeing our bus passing by on our way to the hotel would see us and identify us as a Pan Am crew and target us. So again, you have to be aware of those kind of things and then take whatever might be the next appropriate action to not identify yourself as a target. So if you are traveling, you don't want to travel with a lot of jewelry or a lot of things that may identify you as being American, you know, that hat that says, you know, New York or Atlanta or something like that. So you just want to think those things through. You don't want to be so afraid that you are paralyzed and you're not doing anything, but you definitely want to think things through. Now, another question that I received is, how long was the warning posted? And should I be concerned with the length of time that it's posted? You know, you can go on the State Department's website and you'll see that some of these warnings have been on there for a while. So does that mean that they forgot to update their website, or does it mean that these things are still going on?
That's a very important question. You know, you look at something like that and you want to know, are these a few months old, a month old? The websites are sometimes are updated by the government, and also there's other websites, international newspapers, also list places or websites or sources where you can get accurate information and find out what's going on every day. And check your national newspapers, the USA, the Wall Street Journal, as well as New York Times, and then the London Times. These are places you can get information from that are quite helpful.
That's another thing that's so great about the internet and just the access that we have to news and information. Really, you can log on to the internet and you can find just about any news outlet around the world with no problem at all. Now, how about the support or if other governments are also sending out these same warnings? That's another thing to look at. Is this just something that the U.S. is posting a warning about? So you can find those same websites for other countries, for Australia, for the U.K., for Mexico, for wherever. You can find their advisory as well to their citizens. Now, is there a safety net? So that to me, when I heard that question, kind of means whether or not there's a way for me to still do this trip and just keep myself isolated from the potential of something happening. And I always say, and I know you all have probably heard me say this before, that when you're planning these trips, you need to think about yourself in that particular situation. And that could be anything from saying, well, I want to go to Europe and I want to go to one of these little small villages and walk on those cobblestone streets that I've heard all about. We need to think about really what that means. That means that you need to have really good walking shoes like sneakers or something that will keep you from twisting ankles or falling and breaking a bone or something like that. So the same thing with these type situations. You need to think everything through because there's not necessarily a safety net that you can just put around yourself. But now there are a couple of things that you can do. Again, you can check out that website that we talked about, travel.state.gov, and it has a lot of information there. Sign up for that STEP program, which is a program that allows you to be listed in the database so that you will receive updates and information on what's going on in that particular country. So you need to look for those type things as well. Now, what about travel insurance? You know, that's another thing. We always advise on getting travel insurance when you are heading out and traveling. So any thoughts on that, on travel insurance?
Well, travel insurance is, it's a great thing to have, and just, you have to make sure, first of all, whether you're going to be covered in whatever country or situation you're in. And then you have to check with a reputable company to make sure that they carry that. And their policies cover you under all circumstances. Sometimes during places which are undergoing sieges, places under war, civil distress, certain policies may or may not cover you. They may be excluded from that.
Well, that is very, very true. And that is something you need to keep in mind. So you need to read that fine print because you're absolutely right. Many policies don't cover those type things. So delays because of that may not be covered due to war or unrest and things like that. So have a backup plan. Again, you want to have your home country's embassy or consulate information with you and carry it with you at all times. And then you also, too, want to just make sure that you follow those warnings, that you keep up with what's going on, and that you really just keep yourself aware in all situations. And just, be that alert traveler. And even if you're going to a place, a destination that does not have warnings, you still want to make sure that you are keeping yourself safe and that you are, looking at the possibility of things that might happen.
You're right. I mean, you definitely want to be prepared. You want to have copies of your passport and important information and store them in cyberspace as well, and have others know where the storage is in cyberspace. You could email yourself information, have good friends have contact with that so they can pull off copies and information of these documents. And you also need to be able to communicate. Your first line may be you may have a cell phone that may have a card in a certain country, but sometimes those may not work, particularly in dire situations. So be able to familiar with text, be able to use Wi-Fi. And again, if you're going to certain places that are really close to the grid, think about investing in some things as a satellite phone. Satellite phones are the least likely to go down, and they will operate most places in the world provided you get a signal.
Well, that is a really good point. I know you have advised me on those satellite phones, so we have to check those out. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, but when we come back, we're going to really switch gears, and we're going to go down to the U.S. Virgin Islands. No passport needed to travel there. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys stay put, because when we come back, we're going to jump right into that. This show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. This is North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.